Good day, I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you this week's Insurance News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's delve straight into the major stories influencing the industry today. Addressing the underinsurance dilemma bubbling beneath Australia's surface, we find an alarming situation fueled by surging insurance costs, up 16% in just the past year, a high we've not seen in over two decades. These figures come straight from Financial Services Minister Stephen Jones, presented at the recent National Insurance Brokers Association convention. To understand the enormity of the problem, imagine costs ballooning due to crunched factors such as spiraling reinsurance rates, expensive building materials, inadequate urban planning, and even climate change, escalating into a persistent threat. The most vulnerable? Our northern communities, including Northern NSW, North Queensland, and the Northern Territory, standing in the crosshairs of this escalating issue. The proposed solution puts an emphasis on rallying our collective strength. Minister Jones called for joint efforts between governments, the insurance industry, and local communities, such as leveraging climate-resilient materials and improved warning systems. In another revelation from the insurance sector this week, concerning ASIC's legal vault against QBE Insurance Group, cited for discrepancies in the pricing discounts promised to over 500,000 policyholders, QBE now faces the Australian Securities and Investments Commission in the federal court. This comes post the ASIC crackdown initiated in 2021 that demands insurers rectify and repay any faulty discount practices. However, not all is lost. QBE has set aside $112 million for remediation to affected customers during the period from July 2017 to September 2022 and is in full cooperation with the ASIC, thoroughly evaluating the implications. While stories of trials fill the news, a recent report by Capgemini has shed light on the customer satisfaction puzzle within the life insurance sector. In mature economies such as Australia, intricate policy terms, protracted application processes, and scarce self-service options torment one-third of policyholders. The report emphatically calls for a sector transformation, with modernization prioritized through AI-enhanced human interfaces and optimized operational efficiency. While interest rate hikes might be temporarily boosting profitability, the necessity for change in the life insurance sector is undeniable, with a substantial majority of insurers failing to meet recent targets. So it's safe to say there's work yet to be done. That's a wrap for this week's key insurance news coming to you from Financial Services Online. For more information on personal or business insurance, you can refer to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Here's to gaining a better understanding of the world of insurance, one story at a time. Paige Estrotori, signing off. Until next Monday, October 28th.